an unanswered question has troubled scientists for centuries. Maybe not centuries, but it's a hot topic of discussion among the industry's finest cosmeticians. Which do you use first? Conceal or foundation? Many experts have differing views, but the consensus may come as a surprise. Makeup. Artists generally agree that foundation should be used before concealer. By reading on, you can learn more about these cosmetics, including why foundation should be applied first. What is a foundation? Foundation is a liquid, cream, or powder you put on your face and neck to even out your skin tone, cover flaws, and sometimes even change the color of your natural skin. Some foundations can also be used as moisturizers, sunscreens, astringents, or as a base for more complicated makeup. Finding out which product is the first requires some familiarity with the other products. Makeup foundation is used as a base for other cosmetic applications and to cover the entire face. Your skin tone will determine which foundation type is best for you. A liquid, a cream, or a powder. Those with oily skin should use powder foundations, those with dry skin should opt for cream, and those with normal skin can use the liquid. Choose a shade complementary to your skin tone, regardless of the formulation you use. If you choose a shade that is too dark or too light, you'll end up with an unnatural tan or a ghostly appearance. Benefits: the most obvious advantage of using foundation is achieving a uniform skin tone. All your other cosmetics will look more polished and natural if your skin tone is even to begin with. If you don't take the time to blend out your skin's texture, any imperfections you may have will be highlighted, defeating the purpose of your makeup. Though its primary function is to act as a canvas upon which to paint, the foundation also serves several other useful functions. In addition to concealer, the foundation can help hide flaws. The foundation can help improve your skin tone if you have dark spots or sun damage. You can hide flaws in your skin's texture with foundation. It's great that some bases also act as sunblock. How is it applied? Fortunately, the foundation can be applied with minimal effort. In case you forgot, this is a friendly reminder to wash your face and apply moisturizer. Before applying makeup, girl, put on a makeup primer first. This will make applying foundation easier and help it last all day. Put some foundation on your face with a brush and spread it around, beginning in the middle of your face and moving outward. Make sure the redness is uniform across your entire face, not just around your nose, which is closer to the center of your face. The next step is to apply the foundation all over your face and blend it in using a damp makeup sponge. Dabbing should be done carefully to avoid smudging. Also, ensure no harsh transition between your face and neck. There is nothing adorable about a sharp makeup line. If your skin is dry, you can apply more moisturizer after you've applied foundation, in addition to making the rest of your makeup application easier. This will also keep your foundation from looking too heavy. Applying the setting spray will further assist in keeping your foundation in place throughout the day. What is concealer? A concealer is a type of makeup that works with your foundation to even out your skin tone and hide scars, blemishes, dark spots, and pigmentation. It helps lighten skin that is too dark, blurs pores, and covers spots to make a base that helps your other makeup go well. Now that we have a basic understanding of the foundation, let's move on to its complement. You can always benefit from having concealer in your makeup bag. You can use concealer, a skin-colored liquid, to hide flaws on your face. This miracle remedy hides imperfections like acne scars and dark circles under the eyes, and it evens out the tone of your skin. No matter how diligent you are with your skincare routine or how many expensive products you invest in, blemishes will still appear, making concealer an absolute necessity. Benefits: refrain from dismissing the concealer's secondary uses. Here are a few examples. Eliminating the swollen look of eyes caused by crying. Reduce the visibility of existing dark spots on the skin, such as those caused by sun damage. A liner for the lips that helps lipstick stay put. If you don't want your mother to be upset, please cover up your tattoo for the family photo. How is it applied? Now, everyone is using concealer. Do you know of anything it can't accomplish? To get the full benefits of concealer, we should be careful to apply it properly. If you want to hide something specific, you can use one of several different concealer application methods. A concealer in a peach tone will help to hide any shadiness under your eyes. Pat or press the concealer into the skin in the shape of a small triangle under each eye. Avoid smearing the concealer, which can lead to unsightly lines and wrinkles. Before applying concealer, over-rinse it. Ensure the area is clean and germ-free. Carefully apply a green concealer to cover the blemish. We realize the idea of using green concealer to cover a zit is absurd, but the color may hide any underlying redness in your skin. What comes first? The foundation or the concealer? Now that we have a basic understanding of concealer and foundation, we can determine the proper order in which to apply them. Most makeup artists agree that foundation should be used before concealer, which may surprise you. Why? While this may come as a surprise, there are good reasons to apply foundation before anything else. Let's start with the obvious. The point of a foundation needs to be recalled. Primarily, the foundation is used to hide imperfections, such as redness and blemishes, and to make the skin appear more uniform. You can use concealer for extra coverage, but you will know how much to use once you've achieved a more uniform skin tone. Applying concealer after applying foundation can leave you with unevenly lightened areas of skin. Maintaining the integrity of your concealer is yet another critical factor to consider before concealer application. When applying foundation with a damp sponge, your concealer may smear your face. That flaw is no longer hidden. Quite the opposite. Foundation makeup is meant to be the basis for your entire look, much like a house's foundation does for the entire structure. It would be best if you had a solid foundation so that the rest of your cosmetics can do their work properly. Putting on your foundation first will make the rest of your makeup look better. Tips and tricks for foundation and concealer. We must become experts at applying foundation and concealer if we want our skin to look flawless and even. The proper order for applying foundation and concealer has been established. Now, we can focus on mastering their respective techniques. Makeup primer is an absolute must. This product guarantees that your products won't move around during the day. Nothing is more annoying than the foundation with a pimple or concealer that has smudged. Stay moderate with both of these items. But less is more, and more products can always be added if required. Apply the product gradually and thoroughly blend it to ensure an even coat. Choose the correct Hugh. Nobody wants raccoon eyes because they went a shade too light with their concealer. Choose a concealer one shade lighter than your normal skin and a foundation that is an exact match using your jawline as a guide. If you get a tan only during certain times of the year, you should stock up on a second set of products in a darker shade. You may need to switch products as your skin changes throughout the seasons. Applying powder foundation can be easier for those whose skin becomes dry during the winter. Conclusion. First, the foundation to hide blemishes and other skin flaws. Foundation and concealer are must-have cosmetics. Applying foundation first will help to even out your skin tone, and then you can use concealer to hide any remaining imperfections. When applying makeup, do you now feel like a pro? You should consider yourself an expert after reading this.